You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are more than 36,000 students in our state, in Michigan, who do not have a home. That's according to the latest data. As the new school year approaches, just how do these kids succeed in school when they don't have a home? And how should teachers respond to students who are homeless? Michigan Radio's education commentator, Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz, is back now with us. Michigan has one of the largest populations of homeless students, according to Poverty Solutions at the University of Michigan. Matinga, how do schools handle this?
Well, first of all, let's establish that not only is this a heart-wrenching problem for schools, but that any one of us can become homeless. We are all a medical bill away or a tornado away from becoming homeless. So this is not necessarily like this is their fault problem. This is just a life problem.
A
let's
fine
establish
point.
That to begin with.
Yeah, that's a fine
right.
point.
You know that when our economic problems in our state get a cold, our schools get pneumonia. Like it is, the classroom especially gets pneumonia. And so teachers have to completely change the way that they approach kids who are homeless or kids who are suffering from trauma based on poverty.
And how do they do that?
Well, here's the interesting thing that I found. The teachers don't want to talk about this. It's really difficult. I think it's out of humility. A lot of them are doing things that, you know, they might feel like, well, you know, I don't really want my district to know because I don't want this to be like, okay, and the expectation. So teachers have a really hard time talking about this. You have to really pull teeth to get them to talk about it. But what things that the teachers are doing is, you know, teachers often do things like, you know, they do laundry. They will do things like, you know, I personally, as a teacher, I remember one time going in and, doing a student's laundry for, you know, once a week, or they will volunteer to do things like run the washing machines at the schools or ask the school systems to open showers for the kids. And of course, we have a supply closet of stuff for kids who are just furthest from opportunity.
How about academically? What are the challenges of doing well in school when you are a student who is homeless?
Well, we all know students who beat the odds and they get out of poverty and they do well in life. But we know that that is the exception and not the rule. And so the current school system is really set up for kids who have a stable living environment, they have a family support, and their success really is very much dependent on these factors. Students of poverty, of course, often have to work. They have siblings to take care of. They have to step in for parents who work. And let's establish this too, that it's not sometimes that the parents are not working. It's that the parents have, you know, minimal paying jobs and makes it so that housing is not affordable in the area where the kids are living. Students are often very afraid of creating relationships because they're afraid of moving and, you know, like losing those connections. And of course, like you said at your beginning, you know, how are you doing homework when you don't have a home per se? And I think the saddest thing is that often the students are sick and we are encouraging them to stay home when they're sick. Well, when you're couch cruising in somebody's house, going home is not an option. And I think the most tragic thing about this is that, you know, they are at greater risk of not meeting those grade level standards, which increases their opportunity to drop out.
So what to do? What kinds of solutions have you seen that work in helping these students?
Well, you know, a lot of the solutions require, because the problem is not the homeless student. The problem is the system. And so we have a current culture of ranking students. And so all of the resources are always thrown towards making sure those students meet this artificial mark. And so if we would just turn around and become more humane about kids who are needing a better opportunity, we would find that the solution is already in our hands. Find that some of the schools that are, for example, providing these progressive school cultures that allow students to talk and share their experiences without judgment. I see that some schools they stop talking about this idea of teaching the kids grit, because hard work does not always work for students furthest from opportunity.
Matanga, it strikes me if schools could provide a homework center so a student would have a place with internet access and a nice secure place and a calm place to do homework, that could go a long way, couldn't it?
It does. And for many of these kids, school becomes the one stable element, like I said at the beginning. And so the schools are going out of their way to make sure that the students have not just a time at home, I mean, and after school, but also time during the school day to make sure that they're getting what they need. So, you know, schools are trying to meet this population. But remember, in a school of 1,000, they could be, you know, a couple hundred kids who are homeless or at least struggling with unstable home life. So it's a lot of kids. It's not just the one kid who gets to go to the library and then get his homework done.
I'm wondering how the presence of a student who is at a shelter or who is couch surfing, how that impacts other students. And by that, I'm wondering, it seems like it could be a double-sided coin, an opportunity to create empathy and maybe increase understanding. But sometimes kids don't listen to their better angels. And do you ever hear of or worry about homeless students being subjected to teasing and bullying?
It is. And again, a lot of these things are systemic. I mean, we as a school sometimes have this culture of, you know, providing that peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch for the kids who are not able to, whose parent cannot pay for the bill for the month. And then you have to parade through the cafeteria with that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And, you know, and you hear of stories of schools who are going, you know, extra lengths to humiliate and stigmatize these students further. But again, there are schools who are doing things like, you know, hey, you can cook your own lunch. You can create, there's a snack closet, et cetera, to make it so that it's less painful. And yeah, students are going to get teased whether they're homeless or whether they're rich. But what you said is very important. It's the students can provide a positive impact if we just create some of those systemic changes, because these students come from a perspective that creates that empathy and that altruism. And really, it humanizes the homeless. And when the students see them as human, they're more likely to want to be part of the solution rather than being part of the problem.
Matanga, in your career as a teacher, have you seen students who are homeless overcome that challenge to the point of going on to academic and professional success, where they can break that cycle of homelessness and poverty?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. And I've seen, and again, I was in a large school, but I want to emphasize that these kids are the exception. And I've seen students come in to my class lost. They've joined the military and then become, you know, they come back and they're yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And I've seen students start their own businesses right when they were 16 at school and be able to support their own families. And so especially when the age of AI and the age of technology, kids are finding that maybe the school system is not what they need. What they need is an opportunity to be entrepreneurial, and the schools just help them do that.
Michigan Radio's education commentator, Matanga Rogatz, shedding some light on the challenges facing students who are homeless. Matanga, thank you so much.
Thank you.